We are giving you a chance to go to the Grammys. It's real simple. We played the Grammy song of the day. We tell you every morning around 7:20-ish. And then we play it several times between 7 and 7. When you hear it, you'll be the first caller. You're a finalist. We'll give away the trip coming up in really days. The Grammys are, what, in early February,
February,
right?
10th.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Trending topics. We already said that. Brought to you by Ottawa University. I'm just going to repeat myself today all day long. Nearly freezing temperatures are forecast for the Chiefs and the Colts Saturday at the playoff game at Arrowhead. Snow is forecast for tomorrow night, but should stop before the late afternoon on Saturday. Kickoff with the temperature is going to be in the 30s. So by the time the game starts, it's going to be in the 30s.
I'm really glad it's a Saturday night or Saturday afternoon.
Uh-huh.
That we have Sunday to recuperate. Because you know that's going to be, this city is going to be one gigantic party.
Are you getting lit during the game?
No, not during the game. Maybe after if we win.
Yeah, you are.
That was a really long pause. Like, how do I answer this? I want to sound mature and responsible. I'm not really sure how to answer this. My daughter might be listening.
Look, this city is going to be crazy. I mean, crazy, crazy parties all over the city.
They're going to have to drink lots of alcohol to stay warm and keep their bodies warm. The mascot for the Kansas City Royals baseball team taking the fall after a news helicopter caught someone playing the video game Mario Kart on the big video board. What happened was yesterday, KCTV5's chopper was getting lots of really cool overhead shots. They were flying over Arrowhead. And so, of course, when you're doing that, you can see Kauffman Stadium. So they noticed that on the big crown vision, somebody was playing Mario Kart. So they broadcast that during the news. So Slugger later tweeted, "Busted." In reality, they were actually doing a charity event and they were raising funds for different Royals charities. But I guess it's gotten enough attention now that they tweeted they may auction off a video game party on Crown Vision sometime this year.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it'd be a really good idea. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos and his wife Mackenzie have announced they are getting divorced after 25 years of marriage. Jeff is by far the richest man in the world, worth over $136 billion. Now, if she gets even half of his fortune, she'll be the fifth richest person in the world. That means she would be worth even more than Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg.
Isn't it because of the estate they live in that it's like they've earned the money while they were married?
Well,
that's why she gets half?
I think it has to do with their state laws, yes, but they were married before he even started this company. This mm-hmm. is something they did together. I mean, she wasn't initially involved in it, but yeah, you know, they had nothing when they started. So they announced the divorce yesterday. They talked about remaining friends and partners. They even said if we had known we would separate after 25 years, we would do it all again.
Aww.
Now, when the story broke, we found out that he is apparently seeing TV personality Lauren Sanchez, who is also getting divorced, but sources say the relationship happened after Jeff and Mackenzie had already decided to divorce and that she is aware of it. That's according to E! Online.
Yeah, but even if he gives her half, he's still not going to spend that money while he's alive.
Probably not, no.
Although Tara yesterday said, "Give me the challenge."
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, I'll try.
I'm willing to take that, you know, $70 billion, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. So astronomers in Canada say they've picked up repeating radio waves from deep space.
Oh.
The mysterious waves were discovered over the summer on a radio telescope in British Columbia. The waves are called fast radio bursts, and this is only the second time in history that they've been discovered in deep space.
Interesting.
What do you think it is?
Aliens.
Mm-hmm, of course. Now you can tour the factory where they make Peeps. Blah. The company in Pennsylvania that makes them is doing a sort of Willy Wonka style contest where you donate $5 to the United Way and then you enter to win a tour of the plant. And the senior vice president for sales and marketing says you can even taste one, quote, "nice and warm off the line."
Okay, that sounds so boring though. It's not going to be like the chocolate factory. It's going to be a conveyor belt.
Yeah, exactly.
And not
into
it.
Wearing like scrubs and hair nets and stuff. But hey, you get one nice and warm off the line.
Just donate. You don't need to worry about the contest.
And there's a list that I found online where they basically go over some of the big cliches in American movies and TV shows. And if you don't realize, when other countries see some of the things we do in America, they think we're dumb or they just don't understand it. We're the only people that do certain things. For example, being obsessed with Halloween. We're the only country that does that.
Really?
Yeah. And,
are we really?
Yeah. I mean, I think other people acknowledge it, but like we, you know, look at us. We have huge parties and everybody dresses up and you come to work.
Well, it's one of the second busiest, drinking days of the year.
Yeah. Eating huge, huge amounts of meatloaf. Apparently that's an American thing. I don't know.
I don't do that.
I had meatloaf yesterday for lunch.
You know, I think meatloaf started because back in the day, it was an affordable food. Like, you can feed an entire family with, you know, just a little bit of hamburger meat.
I came from a gigantic family.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's so funny because I was at Cascona's yesterday, and they make it like my grandma did.
Yeah?
I was thinking of my grandma yesterday with the tomato sauce on the end.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's delicious.
And when you're a little kid, you're like, why is that crusty? That's tomato sauce, but it's crusty. I don't understand.
Sidebar, you were at Cascona's and didn't get chicken parmesan?
No, they have their special on Wednesday is meatloaf. That's why I went.
That's a rookie move.
She actually knows every day's specials. That's how much she goes places. All right, people in other countries, they don't understand why here in America we end phone calls without saying goodbye, or at least in movies and TV. Which I notice that all the time, too. I never just get off the phone without saying goodbye.
Yeah.
But in the movies, they do that all the time. They have a conversation like, all right, click, and then turn it off.
Okay, bye, I love you.
Honestly, that's the only person I really talk to on the phone will either be YouTube because we're calling for work or whatnot, but it's my daughter. So yeah. I love you too, bye.
But
bye.
Even if you just say bye, you at least end the call.
Yes.
I don't know why they do that in movies and TV.
Yeah, they really just kind of hang up.
Yeah. Yeah, when other people in other countries watch our movies and TV, they don't understand why we eat out of Chinese takeout boxes all the time.
I don't do that.
Which
I use
is
a
true.
Plate.
But anytime you see, like Big Bang Theory, for example, they're always sitting around eating, and it's always some kind of a takeout box.
Yep, and they're eating out of the box.
Always having a big bowl of salad on the dinner table that's mostly just lettuce.
Yes! It's the first thing in the middle of the table.
Yeah, constantly going out for ice cream. People in other countries don't know why in all of our movies we are constantly drinking out of red Solo cups at parties.
Rocket knows about that.
Always having a baseball bat handy around the house whenever you hear a noise.
Well, you have to. Come on.
Yeah. Obsessing about the prom and looking at it as a key milestone in life. I guess maybe that's more of an American thing. It's not like that in other countries. And then finally, I always think this is funny, always having a bag of frozen peas in your freezer, but not to eat, is to put on bruises.
Somebody hit you or you get hit in the head.
It's the Rocket and Teresa Show.
Yeah! Woo! Party people, get on! Let's go!
On Mix 93.3. Mix 93.3 Sky Cruiser Traffic.
Check in on traffic sponsored this time by the U.